Star 1310, and we welcome singer, songwriter, producer, movie icon now, Dietrich Haddon. How are you, Dietrich?
What a great introduction. Hey. Well, I appreciate it, man. What's good?
Well, only thing I can say about watching your latest work, Church on the Moon, is well done.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Hey, first of all, let's talk, before we talk about the movie Blessed and Cursed, which I love, let's talk about Church on the Moon and the concept for that, Dietrich.
Well, you know, I'm just this creative guy. That's what I do all day. I just create. And it was time for me to do another project, so I wanted to do something completely different than I've done before, you know, than what I've done before. So basically, I was in this very creative mode, and the first thing that dropped in my heart was Church on the Moon. And the first thing I thought was just like everybody else, what in the world is that? God started revealing it to me and giving me the concept and giving me lyrics and giving me songs, so, you know, and giving me scripture to back it up. And once I got scripture to back it up, you know, I just went with it, you know, against all odds. Even the record label was like, what are you doing? People going to think you're crazy. But I was like, nah. God gave it to me, he gave me the word to back it up, and he gave me great songs to back it up, so let's just go with it. And so that's how you got Church on the Moon.
How do you become this cutting-edge artist? Because I remember even back your chain breaker days, that was cutting-edge to me. How do you continue to be a cutting-edge artist?
It was out there. When I came out talking about, he broke the chain, down. They were like, what in the world is he coming here with, you know? But I don't know. I just I try to stay true to who God made me, and just go with that. Just go with what God gives me. You know, that's the only thing I could do every time I record a record is do it the way God gave it to me. You know, and He don't give it to me the same way He give it to everybody else. You know, He give it to me with a different twist to it, or a different hook, or a different approach. You know, and so I just stay unique to who I am. And don't allow the system to change me, you know. And so far, it's worked for me for like 20 years. So, and we're still kicking.
When we first started talking a few minutes ago, I made reference to well done, and I do truly, you know, what you've done is definitely well done. Let's talk about that particular song. Are you surprised at how that song is just taking up all over the charts and blowing up all over the country?
I really feel like that's one of the best songs I've ever written, the best songs that God has ever given me, because that's the ultimate reward, is to hear God say, well done. So I really felt like it should be a church anthem, you know. And so I believe that when God gave it to me, that people would gravitate to it. And so it's happening. You know, I'm humbled. I'm not arrogant about it. I'm very humbled. I'm not proud about it. I just think that there's some songs that deserve to be listened to and deserve to be, respected. And I think that's a great song. I've been doing a lot of songs down through the years, and a lot of songs that I may say, okay, it didn't get the respect that it deserved. But I think Well Done is that song. It's really a great song.
Dietrich, when it comes to your music, I have mixed feelings, and it's a good mixed feelings, because on one hand, I mean, you can rock me. You know, I mean, and I'm bouncing all over the place. And then on the other hand, you know, you got the nice, smooth out sound. Which one do you like doing the best, Dietrich?
Man, I love a ballad. I can sing a ballad, you know, like Resting Place. Or, you know, a soulful sound. I really like the soulful, like Sinner's Prayer, God Didn't Give Up On Me, you know, songs like that, Heaven Knows. Well Done, the kind of in the soulful vein. But I like to do it all, man, the hip-hop stuff, like Stand Up If You Got That Holy Ghost. I do it all. You know, I always approached my career and my music with an open mind. I never said, okay, this is what I'm going to be, and that's it. I'm just going to sing praise and worship, and that's it. And I hate when people try to put me in the box, you know, and say, okay, that's what he do, you know, because I may decide to do a praise and worship record, then I'll flip and do a soul song, and then flip it and do a hip-hop urban song. So I like to just do it all. And I guess it comes from me listening to a lot of music coming up and just, you know, not being restrained to just one particular sound as I was coming up. So all of my influences come out when I record records, you know.
Now, the movie Blessed and Cursed, love it. I love it. And you know what? Your acting, you were great, man.
Thank you.
You know, many times while watching it, I forget that you're an actor. It's real for me. Tell us about Blessed and Cursed. How you came up with the concept, and just tell us all about Blessed and Cursed, would you?
Well, I tell you what, I would say about 16, 17 years ago, I was in prayer, and I'm not trying to be deep. I'm telling you the real God honest truth.
Mm-hmm.
God told me in prayer that people would sing my songs all over the world, and he told me that I'll be able to tell these stories and write these movies. Now, I knew nothing about movies other than paying my money to go watch one, sit down and watch one. But when God spoke to me, I locked into it. And the first thing that I knew that was in my power to do was write a song. So I started really writing songs and getting serious about it and teaching my church choir my songs. And I taught them so many songs that I decided to record. And that's how my career got kicked off. But I never let go of the fact that he said, okay, you will tell stories also. You will make movies. So what I would do down through the years is I would write these stories and put them away in drawers and put them, you know, shelve them. And I always said, God, when the opportunity presents itself for me to do this, I'm going to do it. You know, if you give me the resources, give me the knowledge, give me the understanding of it, I'm going to do it. And have to be some 15 years later, God has given me the resources and the opportunity to do it. And so I'm on the case. So I actually see this as the next phase of my career, you know, because I've traveled the world and sang gospel music, and it's been a blessing to me. But I see the next dimension is to do, to get these stories out, because that's the next part of the prophecy that God gave me. So I'm locking in on it. So now I just got done producing my second film. It's called A Beautiful Soul, and it'll be out, I think it'll be out Christmas time, actually.
Okay.
And then we're shooting three more films for the next 3 years each year. So that's the next phase that God has laid out for me in my career. But Blessed and Cursed, I was studying for Bible class when I got that story. I was reading the dynamic between Saul's and David's relationship, how Saul embraced him as his own son, then turned around and wanted to kill him, you know, because of the anointing and the favor that was on David's life. And he was looking at what he used to be, and he got jealous. I said to myself while I was studying, I was like, man, what a relevant story to be able to tell right now, because so many people have experienced that in the testimony. So now we just can tell real, authentic stories that a church does that can reach the urban culture. So that's what we're doing now. And Blessed and Cursed was our first one, and it's doing very well for us.